Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Moe's Sports Talk. I'm your host, Maurice Trice. I'm ready to talk sports with you on this beautiful Monday in Oklahoma. It's a little hot, but that's just how I like it. It's about 88, 89 degrees outside. We might have even made 90 today. I'm not sure. But anyway, definitely enjoying the weather outside. Had a good weekend, and I'm ready to talk sports with you. As always, there's three ways to contact the show. You can call me up at 1-646-929-0429. Again, the number to call into the show, 1-646-929-0429. You can also email me, MauriceTrice@Hotmail.com. That's MauriceTrice@Hotmail.com. You can also follow me on Twitter, @TheDukeBoy100. That's @TheDukeBoy100. I believe the show is also available on TuneIn.com and Stitcher.com, and I believe on iTunes as well. And also you can like my Facebook page. Just put in Mo's Sports Talk in the search on Facebook, and you can like my Facebook page. But we have a big show planned for you today. We're going to talk all about the weekend that was in the NBA playoffs. We'll also look ahead to a Game 7 tonight in the Eastern Conference. And also we'll give you a preview. We'll talk about Game 1 of the Western Conference Finals that took place yesterday between the Warriors and the Spurs, and give you a preview of Game 2 coming up tomorrow night as well, but that'll be later in the show. Before we do that, before we talk NBA playoffs, we can talk some other sports as well. We can talk Major League Baseball. The Houston Astros take 3 out of 4. In this four-game series against New York, against my favorite team, the New York Yankees, in Yankee Stadium. The Yankees, they scored 3 runs in the first 2 games of the series. On Thursday and Friday, they scored, a combined 3 runs. But the good news, they did score 18 runs in the last 2 games, including an 11-6 victory. Now, the last game of the series on Sunday, Masahiro Tanaka, he was lit up. I mean, he pitched, I think he got to the second inning. He only went maybe an inning in a third or something. He got really lit up. So that's not good. If you're a Yankee fan, you don't want to see your best pitcher getting lit up on his home field. That was not good. So I did not like seeing that. But Houston, they're playing some really great baseball right now. They're getting excellent starting pitching. They're hitting the ball really well. So they take 3 out of 4 from the Yankees. Now the Yankees, up next for the Yankees, they take on Kansas City. No offense to any Kansas City fans out there, but you got to take advantage of Kansas City. It would be nice to sweep them, but that's a team that struggles to score the baseball. You got to score. So hopefully the Yankees can get their bats going against Kansas City. And also the starting pitching has to be real well. Now the bullpen is going to be under the gun because Aroldis Chapman is going to be out for a month. So that is a big blow for the Yankees. Obviously, your closer's out for a month. We'll see how that goes for the New York Yankees. But it's tough to see Aroldis Chapman. He's out for a month, so it's tough to see that. If you're a Yankee fan, the bullpen's going to have to step up. Dellin Betances says he's going to have to step up, so we'll see how that goes. But up next for the Yankees, Kansas City. We'll talk more about that on my show on Friday. Also, on Sunday, the Yankees did retire Derek Jeter's number, number 2, Derek Jeter, number 2. So he gets retired, so that was good to see. That was a great ceremony. The Yankees definitely know how to honor the Yankee greats. There's no doubt about that. I know a lot of people don't like the Yankees, and like I said, as a Yankee fan, we don't care if you don't like the Yankees, but I can understand that all the great Yankees and all the championships that have been won. But Derek Jeter, when you think Derek Jeter, you think winner, you think producing in the clutch. That's when you think about Derek Jeter. Also, handling himself in a correct manner, and also the leadership that he brought every day. But I mean, man, he came up with some big hits in the clutch. That's what Derek Jeter did. When those clutch moments, he rose to the occasion. You know, a lot of people like James Harden, when you need to be at your best, some athletes, they rise to the occasion. Others kind of falter. And that's what James Harden did. And Derek Jeter, he definitely he rose to the occasion in those big moments when the Yankees needed him. So that's how I'll remember Derek Jeter, as his number is retired with the New York Yankees. Don't forget, if you want to talk anything world sports, you can call me up at 1-646-929-0429. Would love to hear from you. Also, the Washington Nationals, they're playing some great baseball. They're 10-11 games over 500. They're playing some excellent baseball. Their offense is really, really good. Probably the best offense in the league. Bryce Harper's been playing some really, really good baseball. Jason Worth, also Zimmer. They've been playing some really outstanding baseball right now. Watch out for the Washington Nationals. They are playing some excellent baseball right now. On the other end, the Chicago Cubs are really struggling. Again, it's early on. We still have a lot of games to be played, but you would like to see the Cubs pick it up a little bit. We'll see if they can do that. But the Nationals are really playing some great baseball right now in the National League East. Also, we can talk about the hockey playoffs that are going on. We're down to the Final Four in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Anaheim, they came back from 2 goals down last night to beat Nashville, 5-3. They tied that series up at 1 game apiece. So Nashville did what they need to do. They went to Anaheim and got a victory. So we'll see what happens in the next game, who takes control of that series. We can talk about that. Also, Ottawa, they beat Pittsburgh 2-1 in overtime to go up 1-0. And that series, game two, will be tonight. We'll see if Pittsburgh, to me, that's a must-win game for Pittsburgh, the defending champions. You don't want to go down 0-2. They need to find a way to beat Ottawa. To me, that's a must-win game for Pittsburgh tonight. We'll see if they can step up and get a victory over Ottawa, the Ottawa Senators tonight. Also, we can talk a little college basketball news. You know, we talked about on my last show on Friday, Frank Jackson, the Duke point guard, decided to stay in the draft. So I was a little depressed by that. But some good news today for Duke. They get the top point guard in the nation, Trayvon Duval. He commits to Duke, and this guy's a big-time player. I saw him play a little bit in this little the high school classics, these high school all-star games. He's got a lot of potential, so I'm definitely happy to see that Trayvon Duval is going to be a Duke Blue Devil. I thought he was going to go to Arizona, to be honest with you, but I'm glad that he is a Dukie. So Duke's going to have a really talented starting five, a lot of potential there with the starting five, not much depth heading into the next season. It was great that Grayson Allen decided to stay, but like I said, they lost Frank Jackson, obviously. They lost Jason Tatum. Harry Giles was the draft, and also Luke Kennard. But this Trayvon Duval, he's a five-star out of Wilmington, Delaware. So top-ranked point guard for Duke, so I'm definitely happy about that. We'll see how he does for the Duke Blue Devils. Because just because you're a five-star, obviously you have talent to be a five-star. They just don't give out five stars, but you still have to produce on the court. But that gives me hope for next season for the Duke Blue Devils. So they still have a talented team, even though they're not going to be very deep. So we can talk about that as well. You know, I'm a big Duke fan. But right now we're going to take a quick break. We're going to listen to some music from Ariana Grande. When we come back, we're going to talk NBA playoffs. We'll talk about Game 6 that took place in the Eastern Conference semifinals on Friday night. Also, we'll talk about the Game 1 of the Western Conference Finals that took place on Sunday. We'll do all that next after listening to some Ariana Grande on Moe's Sports Talk.
The top spot title. Spent an hour in the bathroom, walked out looking like a model. God, doing what you do, got me right there with Apollo on the moon. Mooney's genies in a bottle, girl, if they already got you.
Boy, you made me feel so lucky. Finally, the stars are. I really love you, I really love you.
Welcome back to Mo's Sports Talk. Don't forget, if you want to talk anything world of sports, you can call me up at 1-646-929-0429. Would love to hear from you. Let's turn our attention to the NBA playoffs, and let's talk about the action that took place this weekend. On Friday night, Washington beat Boston in a classic 92-91. Bradley Beal scored 33 points and 5 assists. John Wall had 26 points on 9 of 25 shooting. He didn't shoot the ball particularly well, especially in the first half, but he had 8 assists in the game-winning 3. What a big-time shot John Wall made in the backcourt for the Washington Wizards. They made all the plays down the stretch for the Wizards. That was big-time performance there by Bradley Beal and John Wall. They really stepped up when their team needed them in that second half. I thought Marcus Morris, he had a really good game. He scored 16 points at 11 rebounds. They shot only 5 of 24 from threes, and they also missed 8 free throws and still got the victory. I thought Boston defense was really good, and this game was played at Boston's pace. Washington, they want a more frenetic pace. They want to go up and down. Boston wants to slow the tempo down a little bit. They can run, but they'd rather play at a slower pace. So this game was definitely played at Boston's pace, but give credit to Washington for hanging in there and getting the victory. Isaiah Thomas, he scored 27 points on 8 of 24 shooting. Avery Bradley scored 27. Al Horford had 20. Boston shot just 41% from the field. They were 11 of 35 from three, and they were out-rebounded by 9. That was a big key. But Boston's going to kick themselves for losing this game. They were up by 5 points with 1 minute left to go in the game. So if you're Boston, you have to find a way to win that game, period. You have to find a way to win that game, even though it's on the road, and neither of these teams have proven they can win on the road against each other in 10 games they've played this season. The home team has won every game, so that – shows you all you need to know. But I was impressed with the backcourt of Washington. You have to give them credit. They really stepped up. I mean, they made all the big plays late for their team. Bradley Beal and John Wall, they were big time. Big time performance there by those two. And that was a big time three by John Wall. That was deep. That was from another area code, that three that he hit. It was nothing but net. It was a no. It was a good defense by Avery Bradley. It was excellent defense by Avery Bradley. And also you have to give Washington credit defensively as well. You know, Washington, my one issue with the Wizards all season long has been their defense. But they played really good defense on Friday night when they needed it. And that was a big-time reason why they got the victory. And also, they did work on the glass. So we head to Game 7. We'll give you a preview in Game 7 coming up in a couple minutes. Don't forget, if you want to let me know who you think is going to win Game 7 tonight between Washington and Boston, you can. You can call me up at 1-646-929-0429. Would love to hear from you. You can let me know who you think is going to win Game 7 of the Eastern Conference semifinal. And it doesn't even matter because does either team have a chance to beat Cleveland? I would say probably not. I just don't see it. I would think since Boston would have home court, they would have the better chance than Washington, I guess, even though I think Washington is more equipped because they like to play that up and down, spread you out, shoot threes, and get out in transition game. Maybe they're more equipped to beat Cleveland. But, man, I would say Boston has the better chances they have. I put a lot of emphasis on home court advantage, and Boston did earn that number one seed, so they would have home court over Cleveland in that best-of-seven series, which whoever wins, it'll start Wednesday, and Cleveland will have 9 days of rest, which can benefit you and can hurt you. And it can hurt you at times, and when we talk about rest hurting you, let's talk about the game that took place last night between the Warriors and the Spurs, or yesterday afternoon, I should say. The Warriors, they survived the Spurs, beating 113-111. Steph Curry, he scored 40 points, had 7 rebounds. Kevin Durant, he scored 34. Draymond Green scored 9 points, but he had 7 rebounds and 7 assists. He just did a little bit of everything. Obviously, you'd like to see him score a little more than that. And Klay Thompson struggled. He only scored 6 points on 2 of 11 shooting. He did make some nice defensive plays, but still you have to get more than 6 points out of Klay Thompson. But they still got the victory. They hit 11 threes. They had 17 offensive rebounds. They were down by as many as 25 points. I really thought they were out of it. They had 17 turnovers. 19 turnovers Golden State had. So that definitely helped keep them in the hole, gives credit to the Spurs defense. But they did a great job of putting more ball pressure in the second half on the San Antonio Spurs. And they sped up the tempo, and that's what the Warriors want to do. They want to play at a fast, frenetic pace. They want to get up and down. And when you play at that pace, that gives the Warriors the best chance of winning. The Spurs, they need to play at a slower pace. And I thought the pace got away from the Spurs. But that wasn't the main reason why the Spurs lost. We'll get into that in a minute. LaMarcus Aldridge had 28 points and 8 rebounds. He struggled a little bit. He missed some shots down the stretch, and they really needed him because Kawhi Leonard scored 26 points and had 8 rebounds. But he got hurt in the third quarter with about 7 minutes left to go in the third quarter. The Spurs were up by 23. I guess he sprained his ankle again. After hurting it on his own teammates one time, he went out of the game, but it came back in. Then Zaza Pachulia is contesting his shot and kind of comes underneath him, and he steps on his foot. Some people are saying it's a dirty play. Obviously, Coach Popovich thinks it's a dirty play. I'm not going to go that far. I don't think it was intentional. Call me naive. I think he was just trying to do a contest. You have to put your foot down at the exact right moment, especially after him going full speed. I don't think he intentionally did that. I hope not, because that is a dirty play, and that shouldn't be in basketball. And I still think this is a play that the NBA is going to have to look at in the offseason to eliminate that. You have to give the jump shooter enough space to land, period. They're going to have to maybe change that to a flagrant foul, and maybe that will discourage players from doing that. Still, I'm not going to say Zaza Pachulia was a dirty play on Zaza Pachulia's part. I just think he was trying to defend. He was contesting. It was a hard contest, and it's just things like that happen. Well, let's see what else. Ginobili, he scored 17, but they shot just 7-22 from the 3-point line. And again, the main concern, obviously, for the San Antonio Spurs going forward is Kawhi Leonard, the injury status for Kawhi Leonard. It looks like he's going to be out for Game 2. And to me, if the Spurs do lose Game 2, I don't see them beating the Warriors 4 out of 5 times. If they could have won Game 1, okay, we got a series, folks. We got a series. But now, I just don't see it. I think it's going to be maybe even quicker than 6 games, which I predict. I had Warriors in 6. It could be a little quicker than that. We'll see. The one good thing for the San Antonio Spurs is there's 3 days between Game 2 and Game 3. But again, beating the Warriors 4 out of 5 times is going to be really, really tough. If the Spurs have any chance of beating the Warriors in this series now, especially without a healthy Kawhi Leonard, they have to slow down the pace. They have to dominate on the boards and on the glass. They're going to have to do that. And also, they're going to have to get more from Danny Green, Pau Gasol, and also Deontay Murray. He's going to have to step up as well. They're going to have to get more from the other players, the role players. They're going to have to really step up. Patty Mills, he's going to have to give me more. He didn't play well at all on Sunday, so he's going to have to give me more. And like I said, you're going to have to get more from Green, and Gasol's going to have to stay out of foul trouble. And like I said, they're going to have to do work on the glass. They can't get lulled in playing that fast, frenetic Warriors pace. You don't want to play that type. You don't want to play that type of game. You want to slow the tempo down, and you want to pound them on the glass and in the paint. That gives you your best opportunity, and you still might lose, but that gives you your best chance of winning. But without Kawhi Leonard in Game 2, it's going to be awfully tough, but we'll talk more about that coming up here after we take a quick break. But after we're going to play some music from the Fast and Furious 7 soundtrack, and when we come back, we'll talk, the Fast and Furious 6 soundtrack. We'll come back. We'll give you a preview of Game 7 and 9. Also, look ahead to the Eastern Conference Finals. Again, we did that a little bit. We'll do that a little bit more. And also, we'll look ahead to the rest of the Western Conference Finals, at least Game 2. That'll be the next game before my next show on Friday. So we'll give you a preview of Game 2 of the Western Conference Finals as well. We'll also talk about a little bit about the NBA draft lottery. We do have a special guest. We're going to have Arnold Schwarzenegger to stop by, give us his thoughts, if he thought it was intentional by Zaza Pachulia. So we'll get his thoughts, and then we'll talk more NBA playoffs. We'll do that next after you listen to music from the Fast and Furious 6 soundtrack on Gold Sports Talk.
Sean Khalid from Man. Don't shine.
Money's the motivation, money's the conversation. You on vacation, we getting paid, so we on vacation. I did it for the fam. It's whatever we had to do, it's just who I am. Yeah, it's the life I chose. Gunshots in the dark, one eye closed. And we got it cooking like a one-eye stove. You can catch me kissing my girl with both eyes closed. Yeah. Perfecting my passion, thanks for asking. Couldn't slow down, so we had to crash it. You use plastic, we bout cash. I see some people ahead that we gon' pass, yeah.
With be the same ones that I doubt with, put it all out on the line with. If you're looking for me, you can find wit in the new car or the crown with. My new bra does a fine chick in the weather squad. I'm down with, ain't no way around it. What you say? Tell me what you say. Working hard, repping for my.
It's me, it's Arnold, the former governor of California here. I was on the Apprentice, they canceled it. I don't care what Donald Trump says. I want to be back on the show. The ratings should have been better. But I want to talk about the NBA playoffs and everything of that nature. I'm just telling you, it wasn't Zaza Pachulia. He didn't do it on purpose. It was an accident and everything of that nature. It was an accident. I'm just letting you know the Spurs need to be a little tougher. And they could have still won. They were up by 23. I don't want to hear them crying. Oh, Kawhi's out. I don't want to hear them crying. They need to come and play better. You need to step up. It needs to be the next man up and everything of that nature. Don't be little girly men. Don't be little girly men. That's all I have to say about that. But let me give it back to Mo.
Wow. Thank you, former governor of California, Arnold Schwarzenegger, stopping by, giving us his thoughts on Golden State and the San Antonio Spurs. Yeah, I'm guessing he is definitely rooting for the Golden State Warriors. Don't forget, it's not too late. If you want to let me know who you think is going to win Game 7 tonight between the Boston Celtics and the Washington Wizards, you can let me know. You can call me up at 1-646-929-0429. I would love to hear from you. But let's talk about the game tonight, Game 7 between Washington and Boston, 7 o'clock Central Time. That'll be 8 o'clock for you guys living on the East Coast. We'll look at, again, to me, what has Washington done to show you that they can win a Game 7 on the road in Boston? They have done nothing to show me that they can do that. Obviously, that was a great shot by John Wall. And I thought it was disrespectful for Boston to come into their place and wear all black. I know Washington did that to them in the regular season. Why even do that? Why waste your time doing that? I thought that was in poor taste, in my opinion. And when you do that, you definitely need to back it up. They didn't do it. They didn't find a way to win when they were up by 5 with just about a minute left to go. This series should be over. But that being said, I know Washington has played at least first halves really well. The first two games in Boston, they have big, big leads. So, but I just don't see them winning in Boston tonight. I just think Boston, the better defensive team. I think that'll be the difference. I think Isaiah Thomas, I think he'll break out a little bit tonight. I expect him to have a big game. I think John Wall and Bradley Beal play really well, but I'm not sure about the others for Washington. Their front court is going to have to be really special tonight. We're going to need Morris. He's going to have to step up. He's going to have to play really well like he did in game number 6 in Washington. He's going to have to do that on the road. Otto Porter, he needs to be a double-double guy. Can he do that? And what are you going to get from Marcin Gortat? He needs to be really good on the glass. He doesn't have to score a lot, but he definitely has to dominate on the glass. And you have to get something from that bench, Bojanovic, or maybe Brandon Jennings. They have to give me something because you know the Boston role players, usually the role players play better at home, so you would expect that the Boston Celtics will have the advantage there. The Kelly Olynyks, the Terry Rozier's, the Marcus Smarts of the world, they're going to play. Well, you know what you're going to get from Isaiah Thomas. I think he's going to have a special game tonight. I think his will to not allow his team to lose, I think, will be too much. So I like Boston to win and to cover that spread. I think the spread's 5 points. I like Boston to win and to cover that spread tonight. But we shall see. Obviously, when you have special talents in the backcourt like John Wall and Bradley Beal, you have a chance. There's no doubt about that. And if Washington can speed the tempo up and get this game of an up-and-down pace, they could come in and get a Game 7 on the road. There's no doubt about that. But they're going to need help from the front court. They're going to need their bench to step up as well. And you know, anytime, and this is obvious, I don't want to be Captain Obvious here, but turnovers, especially in this game, you do not want to turn the ball over if you're either team and allow the other team to get out and transition, especially Boston. You don't, if you're Boston, you do not want to turn the ball over and let Washington play up and down. You don't want to get into a track meet with Washington, okay? That's not good. Just like the Warriors, you don't want to get in track meet with the Washington Wizards as well. Boston, they can run the they can speed the tempo up, they can run selectively, but they don't want to get in a track meet with the Washington Wizards. But that being said, I'm going to go with Boston tonight to win into cover. We shall see what happens. So if I'm right, Boston will play Cleveland. Game one will be in Boston on Wednesday night. And again, Cleveland, that rest, that could hurt them, especially in the first half against Boston. I'd be a little concerned about that. But, man, Boston, again, they've done nothing to prove to me that they can beat a Cleveland in a seven-game series. I mean, I'm sorry. They've done nothing to prove to me that they can do that. They can make it interesting. Maybe they can take this to a six-game. I can see that. But whoever plays Cleveland, I'll have Cleveland in six. If it's Washington, I'll probably go Cleveland in – oh, man – ooh, man, I'll probably go Cleveland in five. Like I said, I think Washington is more equipped to play at Cleveland's pace, to run with Cleveland. But, man, I'm going to go with Cleveland in five over Washington. So we'll talk more about we'll talk more about this game seven on Friday, and also look ahead to the game one of the Eastern Conference Finals on Friday as well. It's not too late. Don't forget, if you want to let me know who you think is going to win game seven of the Eastern Conference Finals, the semifinals, Eastern Conference semifinals between Boston and Washington, call me up at 1-646-929-0429. Would love to hear from you. Also, we can talk about game one again. We can still talk about the Warriors and Spurs. Do you think it was a dirty play of Zaza Pachulia that contests on Kawhi Leonard? And what do you think going forward between the Warriors and the Spurs? Again, like I said, it looks like Kawhi Leonard is likely out for game two. And obviously, I don't see how the Spurs can even come close to scoring enough. They were outscored 58-33 after Kawhi Leonard got hurt. 58-33. I don't see how they're going to score enough. I can see that the game two getting real ugly real fast. Without your best defender, without your best offensive player, the one who creates your offense, and a lockdown defender against those guys, I still think, you know, the Spurs way, the next man up, I can see Jonathan Simmons playing well. I can see Danny Green making a couple of threes. LaMarcus Aldridge is going to have to be really good on the post. Gasol's going to have to stay out of foul trouble and dominate on in the post and in the paint. But oh, man, obviously the Warriors, I just think, have too many weapons. I don't know who's going to check Durant, who you're going to call to check on Curry. I just don't like some of the matchups. I guess you're going to have to put Patty Mills on Curry, or is it going to be Danny Green? Who's going to play Durant? Maybe Jonathan Simmons on Durant. It's a lot of bad matchups. I mean, I just don't see how the Spurs can win without Kawhi Leonard in a game two on the road. But I never count out the Spurs with Coach Popovich. They have the best coach in the NBA. There's no doubt about that. Coach Popovich is the best coach going right now in the NBA, a five-time NBA champion. He's going to have a game plan. He'll have his guys ready, but oh, man. If they score 100 points, that'll be, say, without Kawhi Leonard. I just don't see them scoring. I know Ginobili's been playing some really good basketball as of late, but can you count on that in game number two in Golden State? It's going to have to be a team effort, and Golden State's going to have to be off again. I don't see them being off again two games in a row, but they were off in the first half. They looked really rusty. Give credit to the Spurs defense led by Kawhi Leonard. They were really good, but the Warriors were off. They were missing layups. They were missing defensive assignments. They were leaving a few wide open for threes. They were helping too much defensively assigned. They weren't helping enough. They just were off. They got together in the second half. I think that'll carry over to game two. And, again, I don't see the Spurs, and they do go down two games to nothing, I don't see them beating the Warriors four out of five games. So we'll wait and see. We'll definitely talk about that on my next show on Friday. But thank you for listening to my show. Don't forget, my next show will be Friday at 5:30 Central Time. We'll talk NBA playoffs. We'll continue to look at the conference finals. We'll talk all about Game 7 that's going to take place tonight between Washington and Boston. We'll do all that. Also, we'll talk Major League Baseball. We'll talk Major League Baseball. We'll talk hockey playoffs, the Stanley Cup finals. We'll talk about that as well. Well, have a blessed rest of your week. Trust in God. God is good, and we'll talk to you next time on Most Sports Talk.